The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a married couple decided to start a podcast.
This is Shade of My Heart, a Wheel of Time podcast. I'm Josh, and this is my wife, Kat.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. So today we're going to be talking about the Ajahs. The Aes Sedai divide themselves into seven groups known as Ajahs. They are color coordinated. In the books, they do not always wear the color of their Ajah, but they all have a shawl that is the color of their Ajah that they wear for official occasions and when they're trying to look more Aes Sedai impressive. In the TV show, it looks to us from the trailers that they are almost wearing a uniform with their color of their Ajah always on them.
Yeah, so it shows that one really awesome shot where all of the Ajahs are in the hall of the tower, and you can tell they're all wearing their colors sitting around in the circle, which to me makes total sense. As you watch, it'll be much easier to identify.
Yeah, I totally get it. I do not mind that change from the books. Actually, one of the interesting things that happens in the books is that the Aes Sedai toward the back half of the series get increasingly paranoid and distrustful of each other.
That's
and so
true.
They start to always wear their Ajah colors.
Is that a spoiler?
I don't think so, because I didn't say why they get distrustful
That's
of each
true.
Other.
So
we're going to start with the blue Ajah, because naturally that's the Ajah that Moraine comes from, and she's one of the main characters of the TV show.
Now, so that's Rosamund Pike.
That's
who you've
Rosamund
been seeing
Pike.
In all of the commercials with her little blue jewel in the middle of her head. Not everybody does that. That's
actually a Kairi Annan thing. That's not a blue Ajah thing.
Right. It's to her nationality.
Yeah. So, Kat, what is the Blue Ajah all about?
The Blue Ajah are a group who want to fight for the cause of righteousness and justice. You could call them freedom fighters, maybe.
So, the Blue Ajah, they like causes. They're passionate for a cause. They're single-minded in their devotion to that. Moraine very much typifies the Blue Ajah focus on causes. Interestingly enough about the Blues is they've had more Blues be raised to the Amyrlin seat, who's the head of all Aes Sedai.
And one thing about the Amyrlin, she is of all Ajahs and none. So when
right.
she's raised, she is no longer referred to by whatever Ajah she was in.
Right.
Because now she's representative of all of them. So technically she's not supposed to have...
But there have been more Amyrlins raised
yeah.
from the blue than any other Ajah.
Which makes sense to have someone in leadership who has a...
Passionate.
Yeah, is passionate yeah. for a cause and for righteousness. For, you know, they want what is good and what is true.
Yeah. Now, one of the interesting things about the Ajahs is that only the people within that Ajah know about the leader of the Ajah.
Yeah.
They each have a different name for the leader, and they select their leaders in different ways. The leader for the Blue Ajah is called the First Selector. And she is only known within the Blue Ajah. I'm not going to tell you who the leader of the Blue Ajah is because it might be a spoiler.
I'm surprised you even know. Like, I wouldn't even know if somebody was like, who's the leader of the Blue Ajah? I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know who it is.
Why do you think it's called First Selector?
That's a great question.
Maybe they select the cause?
Yeah, something like that, I think. Blues are known to be skilled administrators.
Yeah.
And single-minded in
yeah.
their pursuit of something. So, yeah, kind of selecting the cause, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay.
So, moving on, we're going to move to the prominent, powerful Red Ajah.
Ooh.
Kat, what's the Red Ajah devoted to?
The Red Ajah, that is the Ajah that hunts men who can channel. We talked about in a previous episode, men who can channel are like the most feared thing in the world. So they hunt them and they capture them, and usually they gentle them, which means that they take away that man's ability to channel the one power. And he will not live long after that happens.
Yes. They have a reputation to hate all men.
Yeah.
And they do not bond warders. They're the only Aja that does not bond warders. We haven't talked about warders, really, but...
it's Daniel Henney in the kind of going back to the Blue Aja and Moiraine. Daniel Henney plays Lan Mandragoran, who is the warder for Moiraine, kind of like a bodyguard, super skilled fighters. They're trained. All the warders are trained at the White Tower.
Yep.
To be like just really and bad.
They're bonded with the One Power so that a warder and his Aes Sedai can feel each other's presence and emotions. They can't read each other's minds, but they can feel what the other one feels. Even if they're separated. If the warder gets hurt, his Aes Sedai will know and vice versa.
Yeah.
But the Reds don't have warders. They're tough. They are trained fighters.
They're trained to take down men who can channel.
Yeah, they have to be tough.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah, they have to be tough. I think it's easy to see them as kind of the bad ones, but they're not really bad.
I agree.
But if you're a man that can channel,
you're scared.
You should see them as the enemy because they are your enemy.
Yeah, well, and that's a really good point. It's easy to see them as the bad guys, but really what's at the heart of what they want is for the One Power to be used properly.
Right.
I really think that's, and maybe that's just grown into this we hate men thing.
Yeah.
But they want it to be used to good use.
Yeah, they are extremely... passionate in their own way. The leader of the Red Aja is called the Highest.
Ooh.
And she thinks that she is the Highest. She's I would say she is abusive in her leadership style.
I could see that.
But we'll see how they're portrayed in the television show.
Okay. Well, let's go to the next one. My favorite color. Green, the green Aja. This is the battle Aja. So, Josh, tell us about the green Aja.
They're a lot of fun. They see their purpose as being ready to fight Shadowspawn, especially in the last battle. But they're known to have a strong presence in the Borderlands and to go into the Blight to fight Shadowspawn, hunting down Trollocs and Murdrawl. They are also known to have multiple warders.
Yeah, this is like the total opposite.
They're really the opposite of the Reds in their regard for men. Whereas Reds have a general distrust, even hatred for some, of men in general. Greens like men, and they are known to... They see the value of strength in battle. That's why they often have 2, 3, even 4 warders. You'll never find a green with 10 warders.
No, I think.
But
I was thinking 3 was the most. But
we have one with 4.
Oh, okay.
Secretly 4.
Oh.
They don't know.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they are known to be passionate. They are women that love passionately. Sometimes they'll even marry a warder or 2. Scandalous.
Scandal for sure.
There are a few prominent green sisters in the books that I believe will be prominent in the show.
I would imagine. I mean, the fact that they're the Battle Aja, they fight the Dark One and everything.
Yeah.
And speaking of, their leader is the Captain General.
Yes.
Which totally makes sense.
Very martial. They all have this very standing ready in a military sense. Captain General of the Greens.
Yeah.
All right. Should we talk about the Grays?
Oh, the Gray Aja. This would be me. This is my Aja. I'm a Gray. They focus on diplomacy and mediation. They are the peacemakers. So if there's like something going down with another country or something, you would send in your gray Aja Aes Sedai to work out the peace. And
they're skilled diplomats.
Yeah, like ambassadors.
They work out treaties and things. Countries often will want the gray Aja to be present if they're making a treaty, but it's also seen as a open question, whose benefit are they working towards?
Mm-hmm.
And Aes Sedai in general are distrusted by many for being more about the goals of the tower than about anything else. And so that makes some people distrustful of them.
Yeah, but, like they just want to do what's best for the Aes Sedai, what's best for the tower, which the Aes Sedai sees that as what's best for the world.
Right. The head of the Grey Aja is called the head clerk,
mm-hmm.
which is not a particularly impressive
title. It's really not.
Title.
It's really not. Hey, who's your leader? The head clerk? Interesting.
No one above
not
that.
Not quite as cool as Captain General.
No, or highest. Highest is pretty high.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the brown Aja.
Okay.
Now, contrary to popular opinion, they're not just about what goes on in the bathroom.
Oh, my goodness. The...
I had to make a brown joke. No,
the had to be a potty joke.
The Browns are really the scholars.
Mm-hmm.
They love studying. They love old books. Their whole thing is the pursuit of knowledge from the past. They're right in thinking that in the Wheel of Time, there's been a ton of knowledge that's been lost. And not only the breaking of the world, but also the Trolloc Wars and the War of the Hundred Years and things that have destroyed whole nations. So they're all about scouring old books for hidden knowledge. And they also are the scientists. None of the other Aja seem particularly interested in learning about plants and animals and things. But
the Browns
are very interested in that. The Browns are also known to be a little...
Space cadet,
head in the clouds. They'll get really...
Always with their nose in a book. I mean, you could see why.
Always taking notes, thinking about things.
Sometimes they're like over-analytical.
Yeah.
They just go down rabbit trails, or you can't even find them because they're off somewhere reading a dusty book.
Yeah. There's at least one very prominent Brown in the books that I actually haven't seen a casting for.
Maybe she won't come in until a future season.
Yeah, we're not sure.
I hope she's in the books. I love her.
She's great. Yeah, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But the head of the Brown Aja is actually a ruling council. But on the council, they have the first chair, which is kind of the first among equals sort of dynamic.
I didn't know that. I just thought of them as like the librarians, the head librarian.
They are definitely the bookish Aja. So next up, we've got the yellows.
Yellows.
And Kat, what are the yellows all about?
The yellows focus on healing. A lot of Aes Sedai do have some talent for healing, but the yellow Aja is very focused on it, and they have an innate talent to heal that when you become a part of the yellow Aja, they really nurture that. And you see that a lot with different things that happen in the books or in the show where healing is needed, and so they'll call a yellow Aja member.
Mm-hmm.
Some
Aes Sedai can barely heal anything.
Right.
Moraine is actually quite a good healer.
Yeah, even though she's not in the yellow.
She's not yellow, but she is a good healer.
It does take a lot out of them. They can't heal themselves.
Yeah.
So that's something that they have to be a little bit wary of as they heal. They need to start probably with people that need it the most. If there's, say, a battle going on, because they're not just, an endless supply of one power. And if they get exhausted, they cannot heal themselves.
They can heal almost anything, even when somebody's on the brink of death.
Yep.
A skilled healer can bring them back.
Yeah.
It's really quite a powerful skill.
And they use, a lot of times they use different, we talked before about the different weaves, the fire, spirit, air, water, and earth. And healers will often use multiple weaves to create something. A lot of times it's spirit,
to delve in and see what's going on with someone and heal them. It's really cool.
Delving means finding out what's going on in their bodies. And yeah. They can tell everything from you've got a stuffy nose to...
your leg is broken.
you've got cancer. Anything, it'll tell them what's going on there. The head of the yellow Aja is called the First Weaver, which is an appropriate name. Weaving is another name for like channeling. So First Weaver would be like referring to the weaving of healing.
Yeah, of those threads of the pattern, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this brings us to the last one, right?
Yep.
All right, our last Aja is the white Aja. And they are probably the smallest.
They are the smallest.
Yeah.
They are devoted to philosophy and reason. Mm-hmm. To be distinguished from the brown in that the brown look to the past, look to books. The whites look to pure reason. They're not really into the researching of the physical world.
Like logic.
They're all about logic, philosophy, yeah. Math. That's their domain. They're known to be aloof, detached from their emotions.
Yeah.
Well, all Aes Sedai are a little bit aloof, but the whites are by far the most aloof by reputation.
Yeah.
There's not very many prominent white sisters in the books. There's a few.
Yeah.
But they are the smallest Aja, like you said, and the head of the white Aja is known as the First Reasoner.
Mm.
Again, appropriately.
Very appropriate, yes. And you would want a white, and you know, at a time that you really want to make a decision on something, and maybe there are several options, and a white might be really good to help you weigh those options and decide logically what is the best reason to do or not do an action.
Now, all of these Ajas, these seven Ajas, live in the White Tower. The sisters in the Ajas can travel the world, for the most part, freely.
There's only one city that we hear about that, like, channeling is forbidden, right?
Like, well, it's illegal to channel in Tyr.
Right.
But it's illegal to have been to the tower, much less channel, in Amadeusia.
Oh.
Where the White Cloaks are.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So Aes Sedai tend not to go those places much.
Yeah.
Unless at great need. But the white in particular almost never leave the tower because there's nothing out there for them to learn or to do. The blues travel quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and so do the reds. They travel quite a bit. I would have thought that the yellow should travel.
Yeah, really.
To heal, but they're not as devoted to the widespread healthcare as you might think they are. They want people to come to them. And yellows are also known to be really proud.
Yeah.
Have their head pretty far up
Well, they in the think clouds. They're like the best, the most needed, probably.
Yeah, yeah, they have the real task.
Of course, I guess all of them probably think they're the best.
Oh, they all are very, very proud. Now, there's another secret Aja that... Oh,
are we going to talk about the secret Aja?
A little bit. We'll do a little bit. This one has women from all seven Ajas.
No one knows if it's real.
Oh, yeah. And it's not polite to mention it. In fact, an Aes Sedai will get really mad if you ask about it. And that's the black Aja.
Dun, dun, dun!
These are Aes Sedai that are also dark friends. They have sworn oaths to the Dark Lord. Now, they don't even know who each other are. Each black sister knows two others. And in that way, they...
Kind of
keep each other safe so that if one breaks, she can't give up the names of all the others. But they are tricky, they are nasty, and they do serve the Dark One, and they've got their own
hierarchy.
If they exist, allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, that is all of the seven Ajas plus the hidden Aja. And now that you know about them, we actually have a place where you can go and get your own t-shirt to show your Aja. So if you would like to do that, you can find that on our Linktree, Linktree/Shade of My Heart. And the link is on our show notes. And we would love to have you support us by finding your shirt and choose your Aja and wear it proudly. This is the last you'll hear from us before the actual show airs.
We are very excited. We're actually going to the world premiere on Monday, the 15th of November.
So that's exciting.
Very exciting.
We get to see it on Monday.
Yep. These shirts really do look great. My wife, Kat, is a skilled designer.
Oh, thank you.
And I think they look really great.
I do not have one up for the black Aja. Email me if you want a black Aja one, shadeofmyheartpodcast@gmail.com, and maybe I'll create one. But I just did the 7 main colors. And, oh, go like our Facebook page. We are almost to the place where we can give away a free book. So we're almost there. So go like our Facebook page. I would love to reveal the winner of that free book on the next podcast right after the show airs.
Thank you for listening. May you always find water and shade.